Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Physical Friday. We are on a four-part series, and this is the last week of this four-part series. This four-part series can be applied to either elite athletes or someone coming off the couch, because what we're talking about is the road to your fitness journey. It all starts with formulating a plan and then sticking to that plan. That's consistency. Making sure that if you say you're going to work out 3 days a week, you work out those 3 days a week. Work that out with your schedule. If you haven't listened to the consistency one, I would encourage you to go back and listen to that and maybe think about applying some of those principles to your fitness journey so that you can schedule out your workouts, you can formulate a plan, and then you can stick to it with the help of your friends, your wife, your family, all the people that are important to you in your life. Then, after you develop that consistency, then you start working on the accuracy. You start making sure that you're doing the things that you're doing technically correct. You are learning how to do the movements better. This is where you insert a coach. A coach can help you with that. Once you've gotten those two steps done, now it's time for intensity. Add weight. Go farther. Go longer. Go harder. This is the secret sauce. But then, today, we're going to start the fourth week of our series, which is recovery. Now, recovery is super important, especially as we age. I'm 52 years old, so recovery has become as important to me as any step in this process. And you can do a lot of things in your recovery to make sure that you can continue training. And when you do a workout, and you end up so sore from that workout that you have to skip the next four workouts, that's not good. That's not what we're looking for. What we're looking for is testing the body, training the body, challenging your body so that you are sore because you're tearing your muscles. They're going to build themselves back stronger. That's how the human body works. It's amazing. It's a fantastic system. But if you tear down too much, now you're so sore that you cannot work out tomorrow. So that's not really what we're looking for. Of course, you can test yourself different times and you can do really challenging workouts that leave you sore and tired. That can be beneficial, but doing that on a regular basis is tough. And it's you're just not ready for that kind of activity. You can build yourself up to where you can handle that kind of volume, but at first you want to be careful. So recovery takes the form of mobility, nutrition, sleep, and taking care of nagging injuries before they start to develop into something that you can't just take care of on your own. So let's talk about the first thing, mobility. There's some great resources out there. Kelly Starrett is one that I particularly like. Kelly Starrett has Mobility Wad. I think it's been changed now to the Ready State. We've talked about this before on the podcast. He is a physical therapist. He is a very smart guy, and he is a student of the human body. He goes through different ways that you can work on your mobility, mostly in the end range of your mobility, making sure that your body is moving the way that it is supposed to be moving. And a lot of times as we age and as we work out, we start to lose the mobility that we once had. That's not acceptable. We don't want to do that. You do not have to do that. Of course, as you age, you're going to lose a little bit of mobility, but if you work on this, you can maintain a tremendous amount of mobility. And in fact, if you've never worked on your mobility, you can be more mobile at 50 than you were at 20. And you can be more flexible, you can be more durable, you can be better than you were when you were a young man. And it does take the same amount of discipline, dedication, consistency, accuracy, intensity that we're talking about in the regular workouts. You have to apply that to your mobility practice as well. So you can set a schedule that you're going to work on your mobility 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week. It's going to be the same type process that we've talked about on the other. You're going to set your schedule. You're going to talk to your wife and kids. You're going to make sure that this time that you're setting towards mobility is going to enhance. It's not going to tear down your life. So that's the same way. Maybe you're just adding another 30 minutes after your workout. Maybe you're doing it while the family's watching TV. Maybe you're doing it in a way or time that it doesn't detract from your family, but it's equally as important. You get that time in. I suggest subscribing to the Ready State, or at least becoming aware of what they offer. He has a couple of books. One is called The Supple Leopard, and those are available in any bookstore or Amazon or anywhere like that. And that book alone can teach you a tremendous amount. If you like what you see and you want to subscribe to his service, that's awesome. There's also something called ROMWOD. ROM means range of motion. WOD means workout of the day. So range of motion workout of the day is ROMWOD. And it's kind of like a yoga class, but it is focused on mobility rather than just stretching or anything like that. Very good program as well. So it doesn't matter which one you do, I don't think. Find one that works for you and practice that mobility. Work on your mobility, and that is going to help enhance your recovery. The most important part of recovery is sleep, making sure that you're getting enough sleep. There is a book that we read in the book club called Why We Sleep by Dr. Matthew Walker. It was a fascinating book that talked about all kinds of case studies of Olympic athletes, of high-level athletes that backed off their training and improved their sleep and made huge improvements in their game, made huge improvements in their weightlifting or in their performance in the game. It was really interesting to see how sleep affected everything. And if you're a parent, you're going to find this book to be very interesting about how sleep affects your child in school and how, you know, maybe we think that cramming for a test the night before might really help you to do better in the test. But he has a tremendous amount of research to show that if that kid has paid any sort of attention in class and gets a really good night's sleep, that they're going to do better on the test than a kid that stayed up late cramming, sacrificed their sleep, and does not do as well. So a lot of the stuff kind of goes in the face of conventional thought that's the way you do things. But as it turns out, sleep is your body's way of resetting. It's your body's way of recovering more so than anything else. Of course, you got to have mobility, you got to have proper nutrition, you got to drink enough water and all those things, but all of that comes together with sleep. Now, with sleep, in particularly in this book, you can enhance your sleep environment. You can make your sleep environment the best possible. Your sleep environment, that's a fancy word for your bedroom. That's a fancy word for where you sleep at night. You can improve the condition of that room and sleep better. You can make it cooler. You can make it darker. You can get rid of all the LED lights in your room, and you can, you know, make your mattress more comfortable. You can get a better night's sleep by keeping the room super clean and the right temperature. And so many things are discussed in that book, Matthew Walker, Why We Sleep. If you're interested in how sleep can help your recovery, I strongly suggest reading that book. It is a fantastic book. So the next step in recovery is hydration, making sure that you're drinking enough water. I try to drink a gallon a day. And if I'm fishing and working out in hot conditions, I'll drink even more than a gallon a day. If you're sweating profusely and say you work outside and you're in the sun, you probably are going to need to drink more than a gallon a day, and you're going to need to watch your electrolyte balance. And if you're only replacing your sweat with plain water, at some point you either have to get the electrolytes from your food, or you have to have some sort of electrolyte replacement in the form of a pill or a sports drink, or you can get it from your food, but you have to maintain that electrolyte balance. So there's a lot of easy ways to do that. Drinking a lot of water is actually very good for you. So, and it also helps your recovery. Want to be careful, because we just talked about sleep. So if you drink a ton of water right before you go to bed, you're going to have to wake up a couple of times in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. So you want to temper that so that you do not have to wake up in the middle of the night. So cut the water off maybe a couple hours before bed, and that will solve that problem. Another one is nutrition, making sure that you're eating properly for your activity level and exactly what you're doing. There's a couple of resources that I could suggest to you. One is a guest that's been on this podcast. Dr. Lane Norton has an app called Carbon, and Dr. Lane Norton's app is outstanding for assessing your caloric needs based upon your activity level, and then splitting those up into how much fat, carbohydrates, and protein you need. And it's a very personalized program. That one's very, very good. I suggest checking into that one. And also like RP Strength. RP Strength is another one that I have come across that is based upon your activity level. It makes sure that you're getting the calories to perform well, but if your goal is to lose weight, then it sets you up for that too, and also works on your particular needs for carbohydrates, fat, and protein. There are tons of apps and plans out there. I'm not sure that it's super important which one you're on, as much as it is that you are aware that you're on some sort of program, that you're not overeating, that you're not undereating, that you are getting enough nutrition, enough calories, enough fats, protein, and carbohydrates to fuel whatever activity it is that you're doing. And most of us don't have a problem with getting enough. Most of us are overeating in one way or another, usually getting way too many calories, and that's where you see people gaining weight. But if you're not fueling properly, it will affect your recovery. So that is one that you want to look into. You can also get a professional coach, a nutritionist, to set up a plan for you, personalized plan. Don't worry about all these different things that are working for everybody else. They may or may not work for you. A nutritionist will work with you to figure out exactly the type of foods that you like to eat, something that is sustainable, and create a plan that works for you. So that is recovery. Well, we actually, one more thing. As you're working towards your fitness goals, you get nagging little injuries. You get tendonitis in places. You get bumps and bruises, and you get tight muscles, and you get something like your IT band on your leg can get kind of inflamed, and it's a little bit like tendonitis. It can cause knee pain and all of the other things. Something like Kelly Starrett's work, Supple Leopard, the Ready State, can help you with different mobility tools, lacrosse balls, rollers, other things that you can use to loosen up a lot of these tissues that, if left untreated, could cause you problems. Like, it could be so bad that you have to stop running, or it could be so bad that you have to stop playing tennis. If you catch it early and you do some work on it yourself, you can overcome those injuries very, very easily. But that's something that you want to consult with a coach or consult with someone like Kelly Starrett. And then once you learn how to take care of your own little nagging problems, you can do that. You can be your own physical therapist in that way. Once you have put in the time to learn, like, okay, this is hurting right now. These are the things that I need to do. And when I do those things, this resolves itself. So nagging little injuries, take care of those before they become big, ugly injuries, and keep training. The goal is, you know, it's like a circle. It's consistency, accuracy, intensity, recovery, so that you can get back to the consistency and the accuracy and the intensity and the recovery. And it's just a circle. You just keep going around in that circle. And if one of those things gets out of whack, especially the recovery piece, that can derail the consistency. So it's all equally important, and it all fits together. And the recovery is just as important. If I were to look at one piece of that recovery, I would say the sleep is the number one. So read that book, check out the other resources, and, you know, I'm interested in your fitness journey. Tag me, send me an email at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. Let me know what you're doing. Let me know if you have received something out of this podcast that has helped you on your fitness journey. If you've lost 50 pounds, I'd love to know about it. Tag me on Instagram or send me an email, podcast@saltwaterexperience. That concludes this 4-part series on your road to fitness. So I hope that helps you down your road to fitness. And if it does, let me know about it. All right, we'll see you.